Hey TPN, I know it's been a little bit, but I'm back at you. It's I, Adam, coming from my wonderful home studio finally after the summer of love. A lot of family time and some work time and some sickness time, and you know how it goes. It was a busy summer, so we decided to dedicate the summer to the family. Matt was extremely busy as well, battling weather down in the Florida area, as well as all sorts of other stuff that he had going on. So it was a summer for us to reconcile outside of TPN and see what we could see in the future going forward, a strategic overview. And man, do we have some cool stuff coming up. In a podcast earlier, I know I introduced you to Joe Sacco. He has got some material that'll be released here shortly, and hopefully a lot more of that to come as he finds his groove with guests that he wants to have on. We're reaching out to more correspondents. Again, if you're interested in quote-unquote working for TPN, if you want to get creative in the aviation industry and record your voice and talk to tens and tens of people on these podcast airwaves, or write for TPN to help mentor the younger generation. That doesn't necessarily mean age. Means people who are moving along in their career. We're always looking for qualified writers, or people who aren't even qualified. Hell, maybe you've never even written more than a paragraph before and you just want to give it a try. We're open to all of that. But we've got some cool topics coming up. I'm going to be doing a little bit more of the one me talking at you on just some of the stuff that I thought about recently, and hopefully interviews coming up with some folks who I believe have a unique and very poignant view of the industry. And even if they don't, they're friends of mine, and they are they're entertaining folks, people who are smarter, much smarter than I am, which isn't that hard to do. So that's some of the stuff that's coming up, and just some of the other things that we're Matt and I have been working on recently, just kind of restarted, rehacked. With all the uncertainties that are going on in the industry, I know almost every major airline has contract negotiation. I think every major airline has contract negotiation going on at the time of this recording. The only two that are done are UPS and Alaska, and they will be voting on those soon. So that's something I want to delve into as nonpartisan as I can get, as non-union versus company, just more some stuff on how the RLA works for those folks who don't really know what the RLA is. Something that I can maybe give some insight to new, fresh Part 121 guys, and also to a lot of military guys out there who have not yet experienced the wonders of being part of Part 121 world. The other side of some of this is going to be, like I said, some my personal opinion stuff. I've been spending some time writing, putting ideas down on paper, and there's some things out there that correspond nicely to what our writing staff is doing over on TPN Pro, and some of the stuff they're doing to help people kind of get ahead of this wave, because I know everybody's hiring right now, so it's oh yeah, all I got to do is show up. It's not looking like that still. There's still folks who are not getting the phone call, or who are getting the phone call and not doing exceptional in the interview process for whatever reason. And maybe it's overconfidence, arrogance, thinking that they're entitled to the job instead of training and preparing for what it is. That's a kind of reveal of your life to these airlines that are out there. And I think that we need to take a step back, realize, yes, there has been a dynamic change in the industry for now. It's not going to last forever, but for now, there's been a dynamic change in the industry. We need to recalculate, reevaluate, and press forward. At least that's what I'm seeing from being out there talking to my friends who've recently gotten hired, and also just seeing what's you know, on forum boards and in TPN and wherever else, you know, through hearsay. So again, it's all conjecture. There is no empirical evidence out there that says one thing or another. And then also some of the cool things that are happening in the industry that we could drill down on more and more and talk about. In fact, I hope to be bringing a new hire on from one of the majors who will have to see if he wants to come on and chat about it, which I think he will, is he is one of those guys who got hired and is going right to a wide body. So he is one of the wide body new hires at a major airline, which is just staggering to me to think that that's the case. For some of you who've been paying attention, I'm sure you've seen Delta recently just had a vacancy bid, or advanced entitlement is what they call it, and tons of folks who would not have been otherwise ever thought to be getting left seat or getting them, and it's no longer a surprise, are getting left seat within months of being hired. 2022. In fact, the craziest part, though, is they are going to the 7576, which, for those of you who are not in the know, that's essentially a Delta. That's a narrow-body, wide-body joint pay category. That's crazy. I mean, that is, simply put, just bananas. What a cool time. What a kind of scary time for some of us who've been around. Not to say that, oh, we're scared of guys going directly to the left seat. Most of these guys have been, and gals have been, captains before at the regionals or in the military, whatever, instructors, you name it. They've had plenty of experience. So that's not the part that's scary. It's why is this happening? And we can drill down into that too. In fact, since I have a few extra minutes here, I do want to talk about that, why that is happening, and we can use two examples that are hanging out there right now, Delta and United. Delta is very junior folks going to the left seat of narrow-body aircraft, and United, in their last vacancy bid, had 60 unfilled captain spots, which is essentially unheard of prior to right now. For most of us, this was not seen years ago, right? But it is now. It's something that's happening. Why, at first I was confused, and I looked at my own situation and moving to the left seat of an airbody aircraft at any of the majors right now is far more challenging, especially as a commuter, because of some of the scheduling issues that are being faced. I would say mainly for me as a commuter, the idea of commuting in for a non-commutable on either end to New York, even though that's not so much a big deal anymore, or I should say anywhere on the East Coast. I think the same issues are happening for friends of mine at American, which is not the airline I fly for. And the way I'm looking at this is going, okay, if I'm commuting, do I want that extra time at home? And the answer is yes. I have two little kids. This is the reason why I am a wide body FO. I have more time with my family. I make still a great living, comparatively speaking, like relatively speaking, in the rest of the community that I'm friends with, both in the airline world and outside of it. And it gives me a lot more flexibility to have a life outside of work. If I was a captain on narrow-body aircraft and having to commute, even if I was driving to work, I don't know if I'd want to be doing that schedule. I can't speak for all the airlines, but at my airline, the schedules can be pretty brutal. There's a computer system that basically programs out the schedule to legal limitations, and that is tough for anybody, especially those of us who have families that want to spend some extra time with them. You want to have a life. This is how you have that life. So I don't want to say that it's not for everybody. And as far as for these young folks who are getting this, good on them. If the music stops and you're going to be a captain, well, you're in a good space. You may not have the schedule you want, but if you're young and you have the ability to go make hay while the sun shines and nobody's counting on you to be home, little kids, even if you are married and you can schedule things around, your wife or your husband has a very flexible schedule and you can move stuff around, that's great. Go make that money now. You can look at early retirement, invest well, go buy some real estate, go get in syndications. I've talked about that before on this podcast multiple times. Go invest outside of your airline career and you will end up not having to work until 65 unless you choose to do that. And then you know how this job can turn into a part-time job if you so desire to be towards the end of your career because of seniority. Seniority is the beauty. It works against you when you're at the beginning of your career, especially if you're in a category as a captain where you're super junior and you're going to have to fly basically the schedule you don't want to fly. But with that said, you will have options as you gain that seniority, and you're already going to have a pile of money that you've earned from taking that sacrifice early in your career. So go for it. I'm happy for those folks. I'm happy for these folks getting wide body right out of training. That's awesome. Or right out of indoc. Fantastic. You're junior to me. That's great. And on top of that, it's your opportunity to go kind of cash that check right away. And that's an exciting time for the industry. What I caution everybody is this industry is cyclical. It doesn't hold up like this forever. So plan for that. And most people out there are really smart and already thinking about that, but plan for that. This is not something that's probably going to stick around forever. So, okay, with all that said, this is just a little taste of the stuff that I want to delve into as the cold starts to come through here in the north, and I have more time inside, less time outside. We're working with some new people, like I said, new correspondents. We'd love to have you on board if you're interested in this kind of thing. You want to learn how to podcast, you want to start writing, you want to do some other sort of social media production work. We're looking for you. We're interested. We're excited to bring new people on. Just bring some motivation and your ideas, and we'll let you run if it meets the TPN standard, and then you can run like the wind. So to kind of wrap this all up, some administrative announcements that are coming up. Matt and I are narrowing down when the next TPNX is going to happen. We will say that it will be in Orlando as long as we get the weekend we want. It will be in the same venue we had last year. We do not have a current airline number or who's returning. We will be asking all the airlines that attended last year. And I could go on that long list. That's the two-year-old, if you didn't hear that. She is enjoying herself. But there will be a long list. The airlines that we had last year, we'll be asking them all to return. Some of the players there were FedEx, Delta, American, Southwest, Allegiant, Spirit, NetJets. Let's see, maybe I can get them all. SkyWest. Oh boy, now I'm starting to run out of numbers here. But we had them all as guests, and they participated. They did a lot of great interview work, I guess you could say. They weren't real interviews, but they were conversations with folks. That might be totally different this year. We don't know what that's going to look like, but it was a hell of a lot of fun. We got to meet a lot of you TPNers out there. We really enjoyed ourselves. We enjoyed having you. We're looking kind of to the same exact setup this next year. If you have ideas for TPNX, you want to bring in some of your thoughts, please let us know. We may change up a couple things here and there if we can have the logistics and the money to take care of it, like do some breakout sessions, bring in some other cool things. But we're not sure yet. We're right now, we know that we're going to have the same thing that we did last year, the same setup, same event space. We just don't know what it's going to look like as far as the extras. So that's the big administrative announcement. The other stuff is... for those of you who are looking for more TPN content, TPN Pro is out there. You can follow us on the socials. We send those out via Instagram, Twitter. Just look up the Pilot Network. You should find us. And then we have some merch, stuff like that. If you're interested, that's a great way to support the podcast, great way to support TPN. If you're not interested in the premium content because you are already where you want to be and you don't really want to do that, that's cool. You want to support, go buy a cool hat. We've got some badass trucker hats on thepilotnetwork.com. And then as always, hit us up. That's my favorite part of this is when we get emails and messages suggesting things, talking to us, letting us know that you're out there, you're in mass, and you care about your fellow pilot. That's why we're called the Pilot Network. As always. Oh, wait. How would you reach us? Yeah, that's right. Heyguys@thepilotnetwork.com. That's heyguys@thepilotnetwork.com. Write us an email and we'll get back to you as soon as humanly possible. And as always, keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down, fly safe, and we'll talk to you soon.